You're listening to the Park Avenue United Methodist Church podcast. This sermon was delivered by our pastor, Reverend David Gilmore, during a recent worship service in New York City. We invite you to listen with an open heart.
Would you please repeat after me? There is a word from God today, and it's for me. Will you pray with me and pray for me, oh God? I pause right now to offer my thanks for affording me one more opportunity to proclaim your word. And I would ask on this day, oh God, that you would save me from me. Hide me, Lord, in the shadow of the cross and allow all that I think, say, and do to be acceptable to you. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. You Can Go Home Again, the remix. I was getting ready to start acting like I was scratching, but a couple of Sundays ago, I preached a sermon about You Can Go Home Again, and I had promised I was coming back with the remix. On this, our homecoming Sunday celebration, I would offer the thought, when some of us think of home, it's much, much more than just a place where one lives or a residence. No, for some, home is not so much a structure than an environment offering security and happiness. For some, home is not so much a building as a place of refuge or safety. In the old Negro spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, we hear the words coming forward to carry me home. In his ode, Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood, the poet William Wordsworth claimed that from trailing clouds of glory do we come, from God who is our home. And then John Howard Payne, the lyricist, wrote one of my favorites, "Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like." All right, just wanted to make sure y'all were with me there. Home. Home is supposed to be that place or ideal that gives us the warm and fuzzy. Home is supposed to bring a smile to our face as we remember how good or safe we felt. Home is a special place and a special time that many of us either miss in our reminiscing or hope to attain in the very near future. As I have grown older and thought back to my youth 5 years ago, I realized how blessed I was to have a home. Our home was loving, and I knew that I was loved. Our home was a refuge or safe haven, whether we lived in a spacious four-bedroom home or a cramped two-bedroom apartment. And what I realized was that our home was mobile. Home was not a specific geographic area. Home was not dependent on the location or condition of our abode. No, church, home moved when we moved, because home was more an inner state than an outer condition. Home was a feeling rather than a location. And when I grew older and I left home, the words of the late great soul balladeer Luther Vandross took on a whole new meaning when he sang these words: "A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. And a room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But a chair or a room is not a house, and a house is not a home." No matter the condition or position of the residence, I was not home. Something was missing in my life. Living in the best neighborhoods, driving the newest automobiles, dining in the finest restaurants did not matter because something was missing in my life. My outer condition looked good, but my inner condition was missing in action. Our homecoming word from God today is that, unlike Thomas Wolfe's title, you can go home again. Someone listening today needs to know that you can go home again. For far too many of us, this new season is just a continuation of, it seems like, the old season. The same old hurts, the same old fears, the same old worries, but you can go home again. Our neighborhoods, careers, homes, even our country are filled with saints who are treated or who are used to being treated more like ants. But you can go home again. Too many of our churches, except this one, have become the last bastion of elitism, where we exclude those who do not look like us or live like us or talk like us or dress like us. Too many of our churches have become that last stronghold of snootiness, unlike this one, where we can screen out those who don't make what we make or drive what we drive or love who we love. But you can go home again. And home is in the arms of Jesus. You can go home again. And home is being included as a child of God. You can go home again. And home is knowing that no matter what you are, where you are, or who you are, God loves you enough. This is going to be an affirming sermon. I promise there's no fire and brimstone coming down today. So our question for today is, are you ready to come home, and do you know how to get there? Today's passage of scripture is taken from a section of Isaiah known as 2nd Isaiah, and these words were written and proclaimed to a people who have lost everything. This is a people who have lost their homes and their homeland. This is a people who have lost their birthright promised by God, and now they are strange people living in a strange land. And while I will initially address those who call ourselves believer, trust me, these words are for everyone. Now, I know that many of the people listening today may not be able to relate to our cousin's predicament. However, just try to imagine losing everything that you have held dear in life. Try to imagine losing your home, automobile, life savings, and your job. But let's take this idea, this concept of loss, one step further. Try to imagine losing your identity, where your last name does not matter. Try to imagine losing your place in society, where our degrees and our affiliations no longer matter. Children, try to imagine mom and dad not being able to come through like they have before. Parents, try to imagine not being able to provide the roof over your family's head or the food on your family's table. I'm talking about loss right now. But before we move on, let's peel back this onion one more layer. For those of us who know about God's goodness and mercy, try to imagine crying out and God not answering. For those of us who know about God showing up and showing out, try to imagine waiting on the Lord and waiting on the Lord and waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm talking about loss right now. The loss of that safe and secure feeling that we once experienced, the loss of that peace and joy that we once felt, the loss of those things and people who made us feel good sometimes with just a smile. Is there anyone here who can relate to that kind of loss? Is there anyone listening who has been so low you felt like you could look up and see bottom? Is there anyone listening who has been so broken and lost you tried to find your peace in something or someone else and ended up finding out that they and that was not giving you what you needed? This is the exile that these people in our story felt. They were cut off, and they did not know how to reconnect. They were broken, and they did not know how to get fixed. They were lost, and they did not know how to be found. They were living in darkness and could not find any light anywhere. I'm talking about loss. Can we go home again? First, we need to remember our name. Remember our name. Too many of us forget who it was that gave us life. Too many of us forget who it was that formed us. The same God who created the nation of Israel out of nothing is the same God who created us. The same God who changed Jacob's name to Israel is the same God who's able to change our name from outsider to insider, or nobody to somebody. God is telling all of us, it does not matter who you used to be or what you used to be or even where you used to be, because you are mine now. The labels that the world has placed on us, God promises to take away. The restrictions that the world has placed on us, God promises to remove. Our life is not determined, somebody needs to hear this, by what someone else says, but only by a God who knew what we could be while we were still in the womb. Our future is not dependent on how far the world says we can go. No, church, God has seen our future, and we can go home again. God has claimed us and placed the divine seal upon us. We have been anointed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet and been given a new name. And this is good news for those of us the world has tried to give another name. This is good news for those of us that the world has named unworthy, unloved, unwanted, a nobody, or a nothing. This is good news for those of us the world has stepped over, stepped on, pushed down, or tried to push out. This is hope-filled news for hope for peoples who are living in very real fear because they may not have been born in this country. This is hope-filled news for peoples whose worth is being measured on where they can go to the bathroom and who they love. This is hope-filled news for peoples who are facing a systematic attempt to alter and or eradicate our history. All of us, I said all of us, can go home again because we have a new name. We have a name that reminds us that we are somebody. We have a name that reminds us that we are loved. We have a name that reminds us that we are wanted. We have a name that reminds us that we are treasured. We can go home again. Next, God reminds us when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Now, before I talk about God's promise, we need to bring something to light here. Many, many of the deep waters or fires that we experience are our fault. Did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. No one else was to blame for us speaking and or living recklessly. No one else was to blame for us telling that lie or spreading that rumor. No one else was to blame for us intentionally attempting to wreck someone else's relationship because our relationship was on the rocks. No one else was to blame for us emotionally, verbally, and physically tearing down our loved ones. And no one else was responsible for us ignoring the cries of the hungry and the homeless. All too often, we find ourselves drowning, and we're the ones that started the flood. I said, too many of us are burning up right now, and we actually started the fire. If we want to go home again, we need to acknowledge our role in falling away from God and then earnestly seek a return to our relationship with God. Come on now. Some of us want to go home again and continue thinking, saying, and doing the same garbage. And I said garbage that caused us to leave home in the first place. Now, the promise is that no matter what we are going through, God is there with us. That's what the words in Isaiah say. No matter what our situation or circumstance, God is there with us. The promise is not we will not have troubles. The promise is not we will not suffer pain and misery. The promise is not we will not have to go through sickness or death or breakups or abuse or lies or gossip. No. The promise is that no matter what comes our way, God is with us. It may be dark right now, but God is going to shine some light on our circumstance. We may be down right now, but God is going to bring us back from the brink. We may be in the valley right now, but God is going to provide us with a route to the mountaintop. We may be dirtied up right now, but God is going to clean us up. Can I preach a little bit? We may be down and out right now, but God is going to bring us home. We may not be able to see our way right now, but God is going to bring us home. We may not know our right from our left, but God is going to bring us home. We may have lost our way, but God is going to bring us home. That's the promise. You can go home again. Someone listening today is going through a storm right now, but I'm standing here with 10 toes down proclaiming with a loud voice, you can go home again. Somebody's listening today and you're going through a fire right now, but you can go home again. You are not too far gone. You are not too far out. You are not too far down for God. You can go home again. The world may have tried to put you out. The world may have closed doors and locked windows on your opportunities, but you can go home again. I'm almost done. What time is kickoff? Nobody knows. I was serious. All right, we'll get there. But before I close, there's one more reason that we can go home again. God tells us in the beginning of the fourth verse, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Get this now, we are precious and honored, not because of who we are, but rather because of whose we are. We did not do anything to become precious. We did not give enough, pray enough, serve enough, sing enough, even preach enough to become precious and honored. No, saints, we are precious and honored because of God's unmerited favor and love. God chooses to love us. God chooses to deliver us. You can go home again because God has opened the door. We can go home again because God has laid out the welcome mat. God has left the light on. God has left a key hanging by the door. We can go home again. Because God paid the price and gave us a divine atoner as a ransom. We can go home again because God paid the price and chose to offer us salvation through Jesus Christ. We can go home again because God offered Jesus, his only begotten son, as a sacrifice for us. I don't know about anybody else, but knowing that I can go home again brings me real joy. Knowing that no matter how far I fell and no matter how far I ran and no matter how far I strayed, I can go home again. Yes, this brings me real joy, knowing that God saw something special in me before I knew there was anything special about me, brings me real joy. Knowing that God saw something special in my future before I realized I even had a future, brings me real joy. Somebody listening today needs to hear this. You're not here by accident. God has a purpose for your life. God saw fit to wake you up this morning, not for your own good, but to find a way to glorify God. You can go home again. You may think that you're too far gone. You may think you have too many skeletons in your closet. You may think you've got too much junk in your trunk, but you can go home again because you are loved. Loved. Someone listening needs to hear that. No matter where you are, no matter what kind of demons you may be fighting, no matter what kind of labels the world has given you, no matter what kind of trials or tribulations you may be facing, you can go home again. All you have to do is claim the name. Claim it. Claim your birthright. Claim your inheritance. Claim your deliverance. Claim your salvation. Claim your peace and joy. Jesus as your Savior and start your journey home. Claim Jesus and find your way home. Claim Jesus and make your way home. Claim Jesus. Because you can go home again. And to all I offer, shalom and amen.
Thanks for spending time with us. We hope today's message brought peace and inspiration to your week. To learn more about Park Avenue United Methodist Church, visit us online at paumcnyc.org. Grace and peace to you.